Hello and welcome to the Kristanya.com podcast. I'm Kristanya Hill. If this is your first time to listen, welcome. If you're a return listener, welcome back. Either way, I am super glad you're here. This is episode 13, and in this week's segment, we're going to feature Celebrate Recovery Step Study Lesson 13. So grab a pen and something to write on so we can jump into some restoration, healing, and joy at last. Lesson 13, admit. Principle 4, openly examine and confess my faults to myself, to God, and to someone I trust. Scripture, happy are the pure in heart, Matthew 5:8. Step 5, we admit to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Scripture, therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed, James 5:16. So as we enter into this segment, people often ask, why do I need to admit my wrongs to another person? Well, there's three main reasons. The first one is we gain healing as the Bible promises. And in James 5:16 again, God tells us, therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. So the purpose of admission is to get healing. Sharing our secrets and our struggles and our failures with one another is part of God's plan and part of our healing process. The second is we find freedom. Our secrets have kept us in bondage, chained up, frozen, unable to move forward in our relationships. So this is a freeing step. And three, we gain support. When we share our inventory with another person, we get support. Support for feedback, support for maybe when we are pushing the envelope of denial, they can gently challenge us to watch our steps. So how do you choose someone to share your inventory with? And that's going to be another role of your accountability partner and or sponsor. Again, they need to be the same sex. However, your accountability partner and sponsor can play that role as well. And you want to make sure to schedule time. Allow a few hours to go through this process. Do not rush it. And it's better that it's not broken up into multiple meetings. But, you know, look at your schedule, their schedule, and pay it the importance that it's due. Guidelines for meeting. Once you have scheduled a place nice and quiet, you want to start with a prayer. In that prayer, you want to ask for encouragement. You want to ask for humility and honesty. You want to read Principle 4 verse found on page 23 and 25 of the Participant's Guide. And you want to keep your sharing of your inventory balanced both in weaknesses and in strengths, in good and in bad, so that you're getting a more accurate view of what your life really represents. And you always want to end with prayer. And I love what 1 John 1:9 says, but if we confess our sins, he will forgive our sins because we can trust God to do what is right. He will cleanse us from all wrongs we have done. Isn't that refreshing? What a great promise. So let's dive into our questions. In Principle 4, we are asked to give an inventory three times. Who are we confessing to and why? Our first confession is to ourselves. Our second confession is to God. And our third confession is to someone that we trust. And why are we doing this? We're doing it for healing, for freedom, and for support. Question 2. We find it easier to confess our wrongs to ourselves and God, and we seem to have more difficulty in sharing them with another person. What is the most difficult part for you and why? For me, it was trusting I wouldn't be judged by the person I was confessing to and losing their respect. Question 3. What is the biggest fear of sharing your inventory with another person? You know, quite frankly, it was I did not want to get stuck in the junk. I have a horrific past, and I did not want to go back and get stuck there. Question 4. List three people with whom you're considering sharing your inventory is the pros and cons of each person and circle the final choice. Now, for me, this was a blessing because my sponsor was who I went through my inventory with, and I have to tell you, it was an amazing experience. Question 5, pick a quiet location to share your inventory. List 3 places and circle one. I also gave my inventory or met my sponsor to share my inventory at church. 1, it was a safe place, and 2, it was convenient for both of us. This episode has been much, much shorter than our last inventory ones were. So I again want to congratulate you for being diligent and coming back week after week or month after month, however long it's taking you to go through this process. But congratulations on staying committed. The work that you're doing here with your process, with your program, will bless you beyond what you can think of. And it takes courage to change. It takes courage to face your giants and those ghosts in the closets. So I'm proud of you, and I know God is too. This will conclude today's episode. I want to thank you for joining me. Remember, joy is a choice, so choose well. God bless, and take care.